Ich bin ein Stein. Ich bin ein Stein unter einem Stein, unter einem Stein. Ich bewege mich so langsam, dass ich unbeweglich aussehe. Furtbach, Wildbach, Bäche von meinem Tränen. Niemand hört es, als ich schreie. Niemand hört es, als ich schreie. Niemand hört es, als ich schreie. Niemand hört es, als ich schreie.
Truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s. affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control, and priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Well, if you look at your watch, you'll notice this is the time of the day each week that I, the Mockster, do a thing called The Mock. Yeah, I take a word, an artist, a performer, and I play some cover songs, tribute songs, songs about said theme. I've mentioned my alliteration mock for tonight is Moon Martin. There is a Moon Martin mock coming up in a few seconds. But before I get to the mock, I do want to remind you that Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records is located in Millvale, and they're open 7 days a week. They provide new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. They're family-owned and operated. Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big, no collection too small. You can visit Attic Records in Millvale or call them up at 412-821-8484. We're going to turn into this Moon Martin mock. Now it is 2021, but if you've heard me in the past few weeks, I've been doing what I've been calling a Flashback Friday or a Turnback Tuesday. Depends on which day you're listening. And I'm doing that. I've been doing it all night long. Some of my sets have been new and original. Other sets, I kind of just pulled out the music and, I made it sound like it was new. I'm telling you that secret now because for my mock, I'm doing this Moon Martin mock, which I originally did back in August 20th of 2010. So this mock is 11 years old. And I might throw a second mock in to kind of fill the hour up because, you know, this is just how life is in August for me, the Mockster. But I think we need to kick off the mock with Moon Martin's most famously penned song. It was made a hit by somebody else. So let's start the mock with of the Moon Martin penned Bad Case of Loving You. Originally put out in 1978 by Moon Martin. Robert did it in 79. I gotta
goes up, the sun goes down. Reader starts to creep around. It's the flame of the blood, fire and breath. 14 names, not on her chest. Got a rose tattooed on her thigh. Dead man raised a sigh. Makes this young blood wine. My baby's got the Cadillac walk. The Cadillac walk. Cadillac walk. She got a Cadillac walk. Now when Rita turned down a bed, grown man pleading, baby, baby, honey, baby, you're the one. Carve your name right on my gun. Ooh, ain't she something nice? Bones rattle my dice. My baby's got the Cadillac walk. The Cadillac walk. She got the Cadillac walk. She got the Cadillac walk. Lonely late at night, honey, hear my call. She said, boy, I won't make you crawl. Rita, pound by pound, knows how to break it down. We been moaning to and fro to leave your heart and steal your gold. Don't matter what the cost, them new legs lost.
I got no chance loving you.
Dave Edmonds wrapping up a Moon Martin mock. With Moon Martin's pen, Don't You Double Cross Me, Baby. Dave Edmonds did it on his 1983 album, Information. Before that, Nick Lowe, speaking of 1983, Nick Lowe did a Moon Martin song, Paid the Price, on the Abominable Showman album. Rachel Sweet in there from 1980's Protect the Innocent with I've Got a Reason. Frankie Miller, also 1980, did No Chance. Start off the entire set. No, I'm sorry. Then two others. Mink DeVille from the Mink DeVille self-titled, I think it was the debut from 1977 with Cadillac Walk. The only song technically not a cover in the sense that Moon Martin wrote it, and the first person to ever record and or release it was that version right there by Mink DeVille. It's before Moon actually had any. He was just the session guy at the time. He didn't have any solo releases out. And then Robert Palmer, probably the most famous cover of a Moon Martin song, Bad Case of Loving You from 1979. And that was a Moon Martin mock. Hopefully you enjoyed that. I know I did. But what else should I tell you? Oh, a whole bunch of stuff. I should just tell you a whole bunch of stuff. Starting off with, you know what? Do you remember what top 40 radio sounded like back in the 1970s? Yeah. I don't either. I have no clue, but Uncle Jay Thurber does. Yeah, you can say, okay, Gen Xer, and tune into Radio 9 from noon to 3 on Saturdays here on WRCT for a mix of oldies, newies, and a whole bunch of snark. It's right here on independent freeform radio, 88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. And don't forget that many older adults are struggling to make ends meet, especially during the pandemic, but free and confidential help is available. You can go to benefitscheckup.org to see if you qualify for some benefits to pay for food, medicine, utilities, and so much more. Millions of older Americans are getting over $1,000 a year in benefits. Maybe you can too. Visit benefitscheckup.org for more information. Hey, I'm the Moxster. I appreciate you listening. It's about 24 minutes past the hour. Technically, I've got about 40 minutes left, and we'll see if we can make 40 minutes happen. I'm kind of up against a deadline, but I'm trying my best to make this happen. So I'm now going to go back to a show from August of 2008. Yeah, August 22nd, 2008. And I did a Jerry Reed mock, and I'm like, you know what? Let's do that Jerry Reed mock all over again. We're going to kick things off with a song that Jerry Reed penned back in the 1950s, and it came out as a B-side on a Gene Vincent single. So we're going to kick things off with Gene Vincent in Crazy Legs.
Well, I got a little woman called Crazy Legs. She's the queen of the teenage crowd. I haul a cat stuff and nickels in the old jukebox just to watch her do the bop when the music gets loud. Crazy legs, bopping all over the floor. Do the bop, crazy legs, do the bop. She's my baby and I don't mean meta. She's mine, all mine. Well, I'm crazy about crazy legs and crazy legs are crazy about me. Well, I'm crazy about crazy legs and crazy legs is crazy about me. Well, she's my baby and I don't mean meta. She's mine, all mine. Jump! She hears the music, well, it gets in the feet. Well, then she starts a-rocking with the crazy beat. She does a different kind of rhythm with every song. Well, that's why I call her Crazy Legs, cause she's real gone. Crazy legs, a-bopping all over the floor. Do the bop, crazy legs, do the bop. She's my baby, and I don't mean maybe. She's mine, all mine. Jump, man, jump! She can bop, she can boogie, she can move and jump with a style that's her own. Just give her lots of room and a rock and roll too. And she'll do the bop till the cows come home. Crazy legs, bopping all over the floor. Do the bop, crazy legs, do the bop. She's my baby and I don't mean maybe. She's mine.
law is a claw. And nobody has seen a talking claw. Nobody has seen a talking claw.
Unless that claw is the famous. Unless that claw is the famous. Mr. Claw.
The good Lord's willing and the creek stays down, I'll be in your arms time the moon comes around for a taste of love that's shining in your eyes. If the rooster crows at the cracking of the dawn, I'll be there just as sure you're born if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise. I'll comb my hair down, brush my teeth, shine up, slick up, dress up neat, get everything looking just right, cause I wanna look pretty when I see you tonight. Just as sure as a rabbit or a jumping in the holler, I'll be there. You can bet your bottom dollar if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise. And the creek stays low, I'll be there, knocking at your door with a hug and a kiss for the one I idolize. I'll wear my suit, my Sunday best, I'll be there, looking my best if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise. I'll feed the mules and slop the hogs, feed the cows and chop all the logs, get all of my working done, cause tonight we're gonna have a lots of fun. Just as sure as I ever was a preacher man, I'll be there with a ring for your hand if the good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise.
degenerates degenerate.
Was a Cajun, lived by himself in the swamp. Hunting alligators for a living, knock him in the head with a stump. Louisiana law gonna get Jameis. Ain't legal hunting gators in the Louisiana swamp, boy. Everybody blamed his old man, making him mean as a snake. Hey, Amos Moses was a boy here that used him for alligator bait. Skin stuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy, never come out again. Being the one where the Louisiana sheriff went to, y'all get lost in the Louisiana bayou.
Yeah.
wrapping up a mock and wrapping up a Viva La Mock, a Jerry Reed mock with Me First and the Gimme Gimmes doing their version of Eastbound and Down from their Love Their Country album. Before that was the Pleasure Barons with Jerry Reed's Amos Moses. Also some Jesus and Mary Chain in there with Guitar Man. Play some Johnny Cash. Johnny, good to get some Johnny Cash in there if the Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise. And then I throw a B-side in, an early B-side from They Might Be Giants with Mr. Claw. Had to throw that one in because Jerry Reed was known as the Claw with his picking style. Speaking of picking, how about some Chet Atkins in there with Early Times? And as I mentioned earlier, I start off the entire mock with Gene Vincent and the Blue Caps doing Crazy Legs from 1957. As always, yeah, we're wrapping up a Viva La Mock a little early tonight, but that's okay. We'll be back next week. We'll do it all over again, but want to thank you for listening and always keep listening here to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Shoot me a request if there's something you want to hear at wrctrequest@gmail.com.
Hi, this is Felicia Collins from Late Show with David Letterman, and you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
I want to get back to being in my community group.
I want to continue having a soccer season.
So I can throw parties again.
So I can go to her parties.
It'd really be nice to dine in instead of getting delivery for a change.
So I can feel safe and protected for myself and my students.
We each have our own reason for why we're getting vaccinated against COVID-19. What will yours be? Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for information on the COVID-19 vaccines. It's up to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It is just past the top of the hour here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. Yeah, right around this time, whether it be a Friday night at 11 or a Tuesday afternoon at 4, I do a little thing called the WRCT Radio Music Calendar and just tell you some things that I know that are happening or I think are happening that maybe you want to know about. Before I get into the radio and the music calendar, I want to remind you about things happening that Row House Cinema, they join you in supporting WRCT. Now, Row House Cinema is a single-screen theater in the historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. And each week, they choose a new movie theme showcasing classic, cult, foreign, animated, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Now, their concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter. They've got craft beer. They've got vegan options. Yeah, think about that. Now, although the doors to the theater have been closed during the ongoing pandemic, Row House has been hosting many events online and in person when possible, trying their best to keep film culture strong here in Pittsburgh through this pandemic. Row House Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, you can go to rowhousecinema.com or call them up at 412-904-3225. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT radio calendar, let you know some things, just a few things. I'm trying to cram as much music in because I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but two things. There is not going to be a mock tonight because in May, we normally go on random schedule, and that gives the mockster a reprieve from doing some mocks if he doesn't feel like it, and this might be one of those nights. And the B is this may be an abridged Viva La Mock. Again, random schedule allows me to stay here as late as I want or as early as I want, so we might only have an hour left of this show. Let's see. I'm making no promises right now. Let's see how far we can get through this before the mockster passes out. Let's see. What do we got? Well, we're doing this radio calendar. I've totally forgot about that already. Hey, down at the Aviary, no, not the Aviary, at Phipps Conservatory, different place to go visit at Phipps Conservatory. It's the Summer Flower Show going on now. It's the Hidden Life of Trolls. It features one-of-a-kind displays of trolls inspired by those mythical creatures found in folklore and pop culture. It's immersive, it's interactive, and it's unlike anything Phipps has ever displayed before. More information at phipps.conservatory.org. Yeah, that's really all I want to tell you, because I mean, I could tell you about off-road art, but I've told you about that for months. I could tell you about the East End Thrift Store. I've told you about that for months. The Banjo Club, maybe? Maybe the Banjo Club? I don't know. Are they getting together on Wednesdays at the Elks Lodge on the north side? If they are, that's something definitely to just check out at some point. It's free. It's the rehearsals. You don't have to be a member, but you can sit there and listen to them play the hits of the 20s and 30s. And there's refreshments, and there's sing-alongs, and there's banjos and tubas, and it's just a fun time. And I did mention earlier, it is National Tuba Day. So I'm going to say that's my WRCT radio calendar. Why not? That's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event you'd like to include on this, send it to us. Send it to radio-calendar at wrct.org. And you know what? While you're at it, why don't you just put a CC in? Yeah, put a little carbon copy in there for GM at wrct.org. Just to make sure the radio calendar person's doing their job. I'd like to see some new stuff on there. Let's turn our attention to the music calendar. Again, go to websites. Check these things out. Go to DruskyEntertainment.com. Go to Stage AE's website, MrSmalls.com. Go to all these websites to find out what shows are going on at your favorite venues. I can tell you that last I checked at Mr. Smalls, Parquet Courts is coming to town at the end of this month on May 28th. I saw a Steve Earle and the Duke show at Jurgles on June 5th. Sponge down at the Craft House in the South Hills on Thursday, June 17th. Primus at Stage AE with Wolf Mother on June 27th. These are all shows I found online, and hopefully they're going on, or and maybe there's more. And if there are, send it to us, and I can put it on this calendar at music-calendar at WRCT. I'm just making up new web addresses at WRCT.org. Again, that's music-calendar at WRCT.org. You can go online to WRCT.org, because I keep saying it over and over, and look under events and check out what schedule we do have posted. You can also see my playlist, current and old. Those are up there. Click on schedule, find the show. And, you know, it's not overly difficult to discover. Next set of music has been inspired by a good friend of the Mockster. Got a phone call from her husband earlier this week that just said, "I don't know what happened." And that's all he said. And I said, "What do you mean? You don't know what happened?" He goes, "We came home. We picked up some pizza. I went to park the car because they, you know, have street parking like everybody else seems to. She went inside with the pizza. He came inside. And she said, I think I have to go to the hospital." And he's like, "What's wrong? What's wrong?" And she said, "I think I broke my arm." And lo and behold, she broke her arm. But not just breaking her arm. She literally shattered her arm. Got to play some Rolling Stones for you, Julie. Sorry. Hope you're doing well. Love and hope and sex and dreams are still surviving on the streets. Look at me. I'm in tatters. I'm shattered. Shattered. Friends are so alarming. My love is never charming. Life's just a cocktail party on the street. Big app, deep pressure, nothing bags.
Julie, won't you give your sweet street just looking for my baby. And if I don't find her, Lord knows that I'm gonna go crazy. Yeah. She walked on out the door. Yeah, she didn't have much to say, no. She packed her bag and left, went on her way.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Thank you.
And welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis, and in tonight's program, we are going to listen to the music of João Carlos de Assis, Brazil. He was an internationally awarded classical and popular music pianist. He studied in London, in Paris, and Vienna, and there he won third prize in the International Beethoven Competition, which followed by performances with the Vienna Philharmonic and a tour through Europe. On the popular scene, he started playing music with his late brother, jazz saxophonist and composer Vitor Assis Brasil. He also worked with a large number of renowned Brazilian musicians. João Carlos Assis Brasil, considered one of the greatest names in piano in the